A History of 898 Naval Air Squadron. Squadron Badge. A circular shape with a heraldic description. On a blue field, a sun in splendor, gold, charged with a flying fish, black. Squadron Motto, Far and Wide. Battle Honors. Norway 1944, Atlantic 1944. Aircraft types operated, Grumman Wildcat Mark IV and Mark V. Initially named as Grumman Martlet in RN use. Grumman Hellcat Mark II. Commanding officers. Captain A. L. Wright, Royal Marines. 15 October 1942, Lieutenant Commander I. L. F. Lowe, DSCRN, 24 November 1942, Lieutenant Commander G. R. Henderson, DSCRNVR, 20 October 1943, Squadron disbanded 5 July 1944. Lieutenant Commander R. W. Kearsley, RN, 1 January 1945, Squadron disbanded 12 December 1945. The first instance of 898 Squadron. October 1942 to July 1943. Formation and workup. The personnel of 896 Squadron assembled at Royal Naval Air Station Leon Solent on September 17, 1942 and from there took passage to America in the fast troop ship Queen Mary. The squadron officially formed at U.S. Naval Air Station Norfolk, Virginia on October 15, as a single-seat fighter squadron equipped with 6 Martlet IV aircraft. Captain A.J. Wright, Royal Marines in command. After familiarization with the aircraft and equipment, the squadron moved to U.S. Naval Air Station Quonset Point, Rhode Island, on November 4 to continue training. During this period there were few flying accidents. Martlet FN-297 suffered wing damage on 2 occasions, the first on November 11 making a crosswind landing and again on December 19 when the port wingtip struck the ground landing. The pilot was Sub-Lieutenant C.G. Hyde, RNVR, on both occasions. During a detached period to U.S. Naval Air Station Norfolk for deck landing training in the USS Charger, Sub-Lieutenant Hyde flew the same aircraft into the crash barrier, wrecking the aircraft and sustaining some injuries. On January 6, 1943, the whole squadron briefly moved to U.S. Naval Air Station Brunswick for a spell of deck landing training in the training carrier USS Charger, in preparation for joining the fleet carrier HMS Victorious the following month. Opportunity for further deck landing training was taken whenever a suitable carrier was in the area. HMS Attacker obliged, she was visited by Martlet fighters from 882, 896 and 898 squadrons for deck landing training sessions prior to their embarking in the fleet carrier HMS Victorious at the start of February. On the last day of the fighter deck landing training period, February 1, 1943, Martlet FN-132 of 898 Squadron flying from U.S. Naval Air Station Quonset Point, crashed into the sea on takeoff from Attacker and sank, killing the pilot Sub-Lieutenant R.U. Davis, RNZNVR. Operations with HMS Victorious. February 1943 to September 1943. The squadron embarked in HMS Victorious on February 3, 1943. Her sister Martlet Squadron, 896, which had also formed at Norfolk and been working up at Quonset Point, had embarked 2 days earlier. The ship also carried 2 other squadrons, 882 equipped with 12 Martlet Mark IV, and 832, the first RN squadron equipped with Avenger TBM Mark I. 12 of which were on loan from the U.S. Navy. Victorious spent the next 2 weeks working up before departing for the Panama Canal. There were 3 flying incidents during this period. On February 21, Sub-Lieutenant D.H. Warner was killed when his aircraft ditched after leaving formation to begin deck landing training. He was flying in FN-104, a machine borrowed from 882 Squadron. The other 2 incidents were barrier crashes. Sub-Lieutenant A.R. Duff, RNZNVR, in FN-250 on the 22nd, and Lieutenant W.I. Shepard, RNVR, in FN-238 on the 25th, both pilots were okay. HMS Victorious was to be loaned to the U.S. Navy after an American plea for carrier reinforcement in the Southwest Pacific. They had lost the USS Hornet and the USS Enterprise was badly damaged at the Battle of the Santa Cruz Islands. This left only one fleet carrier, the USS Saratoga, operational in the Pacific in late December 1942. HMS Victorious took passage to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii via the Panama Canal on February 14, arriving there on March 4. Her squadrons were flown ashore to the U.S. Naval Air Station Pearl Harbor while the ship entered the dockyard for alterations to allow for correct operation of the American-built Avenger and Wildcat aircraft types. During this period, damage incurred during the voyage was repaired and additional close-range armament was fitted, including additional sponsons outboard of the island structure. There were several mishaps while operating from U.S. Naval Air Station Pearl Harbor during March. On the 11th, Sub-Lieutenant W.A.L. Banning, RNVR, in FN-251 nosed over in the slipstream taxiing behind another aircraft, while Sub-Lieutenant A.R. Duff, RNZNVR, in FN-264 was caught in the slipstream of an aircraft ahead while landing on and swung into another aircraft parked near the runway on the 16th. On the 19th, Sub-Lieutenant W.A.L. Banning, RNVR, suffered a tail wheel collapse while taking off in FN-274, and Sub-Lieutenant D.S. Farthing, RNVR, had a lucky escape on the 23rd when a drogue he was towing detached on takeoff. He managed to land and get clear, but the aircraft caught fire and burnt out. Part of the squadron re-embarked in Victorious during April while the ship put to sea for short spells before the entire squadron flew out on the 19th. After 5 days they returned to U.S. Naval Air Station Pearl Harbor on the 24th. During April operations there were 2 barrier crashes, both on the 12th. Lieutenant I.L.F. Lowe, in Martlet FN-306 and Sub-Lieutenant G.N. Fenn, RNVR, in FN-191. The latter actually broke through the barrier and crashed into the island structure. Both pilots were okay. Operation Toenail and Cartwheel. All squadrons re-embarked in Victorious on May 7, 1943. She sailed the next day to begin exercises with the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Saratoga and U.S. battleship North Carolina. During her time on loan she was code-named, but not renamed, as USS Robin for signals purposes. On completion of this workup for service with U.S. Navy she took passage to join the U.S. 3rd Fleet Task Group 36.3 for support of U.S. landing operations. The ship arrived at the fleet anchorage at Noumea, New Caledonia on May 17 and joined the carrier USS Saratoga in Task Force 14 for sweeps through the Coral Sea and joint exercises and operations. The 2 aircraft carriers had a mix of U.S. and British squadrons, with air cover provided by Victorious and strike aircraft by Saratoga. On returning to New Caledonia her squadrons flew ashore to the U.S. Army Air Force airfield at Tuntauta on June 13. After a short stay they re-embarked on the 16th for a short foray to sea, disembarking to Tuntauta on the 20th. 898 next embarked on June 27, this time for the ship's deployment with the USS Saratoga and Task Group 63.3 in Operation Toenail, the Munda landings, on the island of New Georgia in the western province of the Solomon Islands, the first major Allied offensive in the Solomon Islands, which began on June 30, and Operation Cartwheel, the larger overarching plan for invading the islands by U.S. Marines in the Middle Solomons. On completion of Operation Toenail, Victorious returned to Noumea on July 25, disembarking aircraft to Tantauta for a final 7-day spell ashore before sailing for a second deployment with Task Group 63.3 on the 31st, this time in support of the Bougainville invasion. Another aircraft was lost on August 4, FN-274 stalled into the sea after takeoff. The pilot, Sub-Lieutenant G. Wait, RNZNVR, was okay. On release from operations in the Pacific, HMS Victorious sailed for the U.S. Naval Operating Base at Norfolk, calling at San Diego, California on August 18 before transiting the Panama Canal. The ship arrived at Norfolk on September 1 and spent the next 3 weeks there. Return to the UK, Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton and the 7th Naval Fighter Wing. HMS Victorious sailed for the first leg of her passage to the UK on the 17th, arriving at Ardenshire, Nova Scotia, on the 19th. After an overnight layover, she continued escorted by Opportune, Obdurate, and Calder. On her arrival off the Irish coast on the 26th of September, 896 and 898 squadrons flew ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton, Northern Ireland, ending their time with Victorious. At Eglinton, 898 re-equipped with 10 Wildcat Mark V's and began training and working up in preparation for joining their next ship, HMS Searcher. On October 30, 1943, 898 Squadron became part of the new 7th Naval Fighter Wing. The wing comprised of 6 squadrons, 2 Hellcat Squadrons 800 and 804 for service in the assault carrier Emperor, and 4 Wildcat Squadrons for service on the fighter carriers, 881 and 896 for Pursuer and 882 and 898 for Searcher. At the time of 898 arriving in the UK, HMS Searcher was in the dockyard of Messrs. Harland and Wolff in Liverpool, completing a period of modification work to bring her to RN standards. The ship began post-modification sea trials on October 6 before being allocated to Western Approaches Command for convoy protection duties. 898 and 882 squadrons worked up together at Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton, conducting training sorties and exercises over Northern Ireland throughout October and November 1943. The period was virtually incident-free for 898. Sub-Lieutenant D.S. Farthing, RNVR, caused minor damage to the starboard wing of JV-404 when his aircraft swung on landing on October 11. Sub-Lieutenant M.C. Brown, RNZNVR, made a forced landing in JV-400 on November 6 after clipping a tree with his starboard wing, and JV-401 had a hood malfunction, also on November 6. It came of its port side runner while Lieutenant W.J. Shepherd, RNVR, was manning the aircraft. Operations with HMS Searcher, December 1943 to July 1944. Both of Searcher's squadrons embarked on December 6 to prepare for the ship's first operational outing, as escort for westbound convoy UC-8. Which departed from Liverpool on December 18, 1943 for New York City. After leaving the convoy off New York on December 31 after engine trouble, Searcher was scheduled to enter New York Navy Yard for voyage repairs to be carried out. 898 disembarked to U.S. Naval Air Station Brunswick on January 4. Searcher began her repairs on January 6. The squadron continued training at Brunswick throughout the month, re-embarking on February 8. This first outing for the ship and her aircraft passed with only one incident for each squadron. JV-402 of 898 Squadron snapped its arrestor hook landing while Sub-Lieutenant Jian Fen, RNVR, was embarking on the 9th, and JV-524 of 882 Squadron ditched in the circuit while attempting a precautionary landing and sank on the 27th. Sub-Lieutenant A. Sharp, RNZNVR, was picked up by the Pian Guard destroyer, USS Sims. While ashore at Brunswick, 898 had a further two minor incidents. Sub-Lieutenant G. Wait, RNZNVR, in JV-400 swung to starboard, struck a snowdrift and overturned on January 13, 1944, and JV-538 flown by Sub-Lieutenant M.C. Brown, RNZNVR, ground looped landing on the 28th. The squadron re-embarked in Searcher on February 8 and the ship sailed for the UK on the 10th. It is assumed that convoy defence flying was undertaken on passage. On arrival back in the UK, her squadrons flew off to Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton on the 28th. The ship then anchored off Greenock on March 1 to unload stores brought from New York. The following day she re-embarked her squadrons for a two-week workup in the Clyde training area. There were only two barrier crashes during this short workup period. Sub-Lieutenant C. O'Cullen, RNVR, flying in JV-407 on March 3, resulting in a collapsed starboard undercarriage leg and damaged prop, and Lieutenant C. St. George, RNZNVR, in JV-425. Coded 7Q, missed all the wires and went into the barrier the following day. Operations with the Home Fleet. HMS Searcher was loaned to the Home Fleet for her next operation, sailing from the Clyde on March 17 in company with sister CVEs Emperor, Fencer, and Pursuer, to participate in providing fighter escort for air attacks on the German battleship Tirpitz. Operation Tungsten. She arrived at Scapa Flow on the 18th. Flying training continued through the remainder of March, and this was one of the worst periods for flying incidents in the squadron's history: four barrier crashes, one emergency landing, three crashes on deck, one of which was fatal. On March 22, Sub-Lieutenant H.J. Payne, RNVR, in JV-399, coded 7Y, missed all the wires, and damaged his prop in the barrier. Sub-Lieutenant C. O'Cullen, RNVR, made a heavy emergency landing in JV-538, coded 7X, after his canopy was broken, obscuring his vision. On the 23rd, Lieutenant R.J. Harrison, RNZNVR, wrote off JV-405. He landed on the round down. The aircraft broke its back and pulled off the tail unit. Sub-Lieutenant D.S. Farthing, RNVR, in JV-398, and Sub-Lieutenant C. O'Cullen, RNVR, in JV-471, both had barrier crashes. On the 27th, Sub-Lieutenant M.C. Brown, RNZNVR, was killed when his aircraft, JV-377, went over the side and sank. He was attempting to land on a pitching deck with low wind speed, opened the throttle to go round again but changed his mind, closed the throttle and his port wing dropped, hit number 2 and 3 barrier stanchions and Wildcat JV-437, before going over the side inverted. The 28th was the last flying day before the force would sail for the operation. Sub-Lieutenant H.J. Payne, RNVR, in JV-402 had a final barrier crash, while Sub-Lieutenant A. Sharp, RNZNVR, of 882, flying in JV-424, one of 898 Squadron's aircraft, had a lucky escape after he swung to starboard landing. The aircraft hit the island structure before falling into the sea and sank. Operation Tungsten. The ships taking part in Tungsten left Scarpa on March 30 in two groups, Force 1 comprising of Duke of York, Anson, Victorious, Belfast, and five destroyers left Scarpa early morning and after conducting brief exercises proceeded to a position off Bear Island to cover the passage of convoy JW-58. Force 2 comprising of Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, Emperor, Searcher, Pursuer, Fencer, Furious, Sheffield, Jamaica, two oilers, and five destroyers left Scarpa PM and proceeded west of the Orkneys. On April 1, the date for the operation, which had been April 4, was advanced 24 hours to take advantage of favorable weather and lack of air reconnaissance of Force 1. Force 1's first screen from Skjold Fjord joined Force 2 the following day, and on April 1 two oilers, with two destroyers were detached to the fueling position. On April 2 Anson, Victorious, Belfast, and four destroyers were detached from Force 1 and joined with Force 2. The Tungsten Force then steered for the flying off position. Flying conditions were perfect when the flying off position was reached at 0400 on the 3rd and the aircraft were flown off according to plan, except for the loss of one Barracuda which ditched. 40 Barracudas and 81 fighters took part in the two strikes and a further 25 fighters and 9 Swordfish were kept for the defense of the fleet. The good weather allowed for the two strike forces to obtain their desired heights and to take the best route over the mountains. No enemy aircraft were seen by the strike aircraft or the fleet and the flak around the Tirpitz was much less than anticipated. The attack was carried out by both fighters and bombers, fighters strafing the defenses from a low height and bombers pressing home an accurate attack. The losses during the attack were remarkably small. One Barracuda was shot down over the target and another by shore batteries, both after dropping their bombs. A third Barracuda was lost taking off from Victorious and a Hellcat ditched when unable to land on Emperor. Both strikes returned and landed on safely with the exception of the one Hellcat. The question of repeating the attack the next day was considered, but owing to fatigue of the air crews and serious damage reported to Tirpitz, this was abandoned and the force withdrew to the westward. The only damage suffered by 898 was on their return to the ship on the 3rd, two had obscured visibility due to oil on their windscreens, JV-519 and JV-576, coded 7M, both were flown by Sub-Lieutenant R.J. Harrison. RNZNVR, and were almost identical incidents, caught last wire, and damaged his prop. The third was Sub-Lieutenant A.R. Duff, RNZNVR, in JV-496, coded 6V, he missed all the wires, and went into the barrier damaging the undercarriage. Searcher developed defects later in the day on April 3 and dropped astern, screened by Jamaica and destroyers Virago and Sioux. The remainder of the force proceeded to Scarpa, arriving on the 6th. Searcher, Jamaica, and the two destroyers and the oiling force returned to Scarpa the following day. On arrival at Scarpa, Searcher disembarked her squadrons to Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone, Orkney, before sailing PM on April 7 for Rosyth for repairs. Operation Pitchbull. This was a short break for 898 before re-embarking on the 11th to prepare for Operation Pitchbull. With Searcher temporarily out of action, 898 was to embark in HMS Fencer for what was planned as a repeat of Tungsten. The force, comprised of Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, with Emperor, Pursuer, Fender, Berwick, and Sheffield, escorted by Musketeer, Meteor, Marne, Matchless, Onslaught, Pouran, and Sioux, sailed on the 13th, but the operation was cancelled the next day due to bad weather and the force returned to Scarpa. 898 flew off back to Hatston on the 15th. HMS Searcher arrived back at Scarpa, PM on the 15th and 898 re-embarked on the 18th to prepare for the next attempt to strike at Tirpitz, Operation Planet. Searcher sailed from Scarpa on Friday 21st in company with Anson, Vice Admiral in Charge, Home Fleet, Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, Victorious, Furious, Emperor, Searcher, Striker, Kent, Jamaica, Ursa, Undaunted, Wakeful, Wizard, Serapis, Javelin, Venus, Vigilant, Sioux, Algonquin, Poran, Swift, Kempenfelt, and Gulvin. An attack on Tirpitz, involving 40 Barracudas and 40 escort fighters, this was again cancelled because of bad weather conditions on the 24th. The weather situation improved sufficiently for the next round of operations to be carried out on the 26th. This was Operation Ridgeable, which saw Searcher, in company with the fleet carriers Victorious and Furious, and the CVEs Emperor, Pursuer, and Striker, to conduct attacks on enemy shipping in Bodo and Rorvik areas respectively. A second stage, codename Ridge Baker, had to be cancelled, again due to bad weather. However, Ridgeable did result in 3 ships sunk off Bodo and a 4th damaged. The force arrived back at Scarpa on the 28th, where 898 Squadron flew ashore to Hatston. After only 5 days ashore, the squadron was back on Searcher for Operation Croquet, a strike by aircraft from Furious and Searcher against shipping on the Norwegian coast between Bud, 62 degrees 55 minutes north, 6 degrees 55 minutes east, and 63 degrees 20 minutes north, 8 degrees 20 minutes east. The force, Beric, Senior Officer, Furious, and Searcher, screened by Savage, Poran, Bliskorka, Algonquin, Wizard, and Wakeful, left Scarpa late on May 3 and proceeded to the Norwegian coast, arriving in the flying-off position early on the 5th. Owing to unfavorable weather, the operation was postponed until the following day and the force reversed course for 12 hours, returning to the same position at 06:30 on May 6. A striking force of Barracuda from Furious, escorted by Wildcats from Searcher, were flown off and swept the leads from south to north. 2 southbound convoys were found and attacked successfully. 1 ship of 2,500 tons was sunk and 1 of 6,000 tons and a 5,000-ton tanker probably sank. An escort vessel was hit by bombs and another merchantman damaged by near misses. 2 enemy flying boats were shot down, 1 Blom and Vosp V-138, shared by 898 Wildcats JV-460, coded 7T, JV-538, coded 7X, crashed into the sea in flames northeast of Vivanga 0810 on May 6, and a 2nd Blom and Vosp V-138, shared by Wildcats JV-576, coded 7M, JV-487, coded 7P, JV-425, coded 7Q, JV-404, coded 7W, was shot down into the sea, northeast of Vivanga 0820. 2 Barracudas were lost. 898's only casualties were 2 barrier crashes on returning to the ship, Sub-Lieutenant J.O. Bignell, RNVR, in JV-492 on the 6th and Lieutenant Commander O.R. Henderson, RNVR, in JV-576, coded 7M, on the 7th. On completion, the force retired, returning to Scarpa, arriving on May 7. Searcher, however, was detached to join Rear Admiral Escort Carrier's force for Operation Hoops. Operation Hoops consisted of another strike against shipping off the South Norwegian coast, this time by the escort carrier squadron under Rear Admiral Escort Carriers in Royalist with Emperor, Stryker, and Jamaica, screened by Kempenfelt, Onslaught, Mann, Undaunted, Wager, and Sioux. The force left Scarpa on May 7 and proceeded west of the Orkneys where Searcher joined, 20 miles north of Newphead. The force arrived in a flying-off position at 07:30 on May 8 and two strikes, each of 8 Hellcats, escorted by 8 Wildcats, were flown off. The first strike attacked a northbound convoy of 5 merchant ships with 10 escorts 15 miles southwest of Kristiansand. The operation was very much a curtailed one. Searcher was a compromise to provide fighter cover. The original planning had Hunter, Attacker, and Stalker in the force, but they were withdrawn by Admiralty at the last moment. Stryker was to provide the anti-submarine protection. One merchant ship was probably damaged and 2 Wildcats were shot down. Sub-Lieutenant I.A. Koching, RNVR, was killed when his aircraft JV-538, coded 7X, was hit by flak in an attack on a convoy. The aircraft dived into the sea from 50 feet. Sub-Lieutenant I.K.B. Pearson, RNVR, in JV-367, coded 6L, was also hit by flak in an attack on a convoy. He managed to ditch and was taken prisoner. Hellcat JV-107 of 800 Squadron, on Emperor, was shot down by German fighters. Sub-Lieutenant R.L. Thompson, RNVR, bailed out 7 miles off Smolen Island, Norway, but drowned. Wildcats JV-425, coded 7Q, JV-496, coded 6V, JV-404, coded 7W, and JV-399, coded 7Y, attacked 2 Blom and Voss 138 flying boats. One crashed into the sea on fire trying to land, the second crashed into the sea on fire, southwest of Haram Harbor, between Haramso and the mainland at 08:20. Hellcats from 800 Squadron on Emperor shot down 3 enemy fighters. Lieutenant B. Ritchie, RNVR, shot down a Fokker Wolf 190 into the sea off Norway. Sub-Lieutenant L.J.G. Devitt, RNVR, shot down a Messerschmitt Bf 109 into the sea off Norway, while Sub-Lieutenant T.H. Hoare, RNZNVR, and Sub-Lieutenant I.D. Scarves, RNZNVR, shared another. The force then withdrew to the westwards and returned to Scarpa on May 9. A royal visit. His Majesty the King visited the Home Fleet from 10th to 13th May, and he visited Searcher on the 11th, where he met with the ship's officers, including representatives from other escort carriers and their squadrons present at Scarpa. Searcher took passage to Rosyth for routine maintenance and repair after the royal visit. For their next operation, 898 were embarked in HMS Stryker, embarking after the King had departed on the 11th. They were to provide combat air patrols, CAP, over the force for Operation Potluck, another strike against shipping on the Norwegian coast between Rorvik and Frohavit, by the escort carrier squadron. However, the main object was to create a diversion for Operation Brawn, which was being carried out simultaneously further north. The force, Royalist, Rear Admiral Escort Carriers, Emperor, Stryker, and Sheffield, screened by Onslow, Obedient, Ursa, Bliskorka, Poran, and Wakeful, left Scarpa on May 12 and proceeded towards the Norwegian coast, arriving in the flying-off position at 12:30 on May 14, by which time German Shadowers were in company. After withdrawing to the westward, the force was attacked by 6 to 8 Messerschmitt Me-110s. Gunfire from Royalist turned the formation away, and hurricanes from Stryker's 824 squadron caused them to jettison their bombs and veer off. On May 15, the force closed the Norwegian coast again, and at 04:25, A second strike of 8 bombers and 7 fighters proceeded to attack the fish oil factory at Fosnavåg, and 2 armed coasters off the shore as no convoy was sighted. At 0600 at position 65 degrees 16 minutes north, 6 degrees 13 minutes east, one of the shadowing Fokker Wolf FW-200 Condors was attacked by 2 of 898's Wildcats, JV-510, coded 7R, flown by Lieutenant R.I. Harrison, RNZ-MVR, and JV-496, coded 6V, piloted by Lieutenant W.I. Shepard, RMVR. The aircraft was driven off and went into cloud with its port engine smoking. On returning from a cap sortie, Lieutenant R.I. Harrison, RNZ-MVR, flying JV-460, coded 7T, landed on Stryker with his hookup and was stopped by the barrier. The strike returned without loss. Unfavorable weather reports prevented any further strikes and the force withdrew, arriving back at Scarpa on May 16. It is assumed that 898 remained aboard Stryker at Scarpa until June 1, when they are recorded as disembarking to Royal Naval Air Station Hatstone to await the return of Searcher from Rosyth. The squadron rejoined Searcher on June 8 and she sailed south to join Escort Group B4 in the western approaches for convoy protection duties. Convoy protection duty. Searcher was to work with Ocean Escort Group B4 and she began providing air cover for the outgoing combined convoy OS-80 and KMS-54 which departed Liverpool on June 11. Searcher picked the convoy up the following day and covered their passage until June 21 when cover switched to the inbound convoy SL-161. Convoy SL-161 rendezvoused with convoy MKS-52 on June 22 and proceeded to Liverpool, arriving there on July 2. Searcher detached from the combined convoy on July 1 and proceeded to the Clyde. There were 3 barrier crashes during June. Sub-Lieutenant C. O'Cullen, RNVR, in JV-510 had his arrestor hook pulled out and went into the barrier on the 7th. Petty Officer Pilot IHH Shell, in JV-487 missed all wires on the 17th. He repeated this performance again on the 19th, again in JV-487 but this time missed all wires, hit the forecastle, and floated into 2 parked aircraft. Disbanded and absorbed into 882 Squadron. A change of policy regarding the structure of the naval fighter wings resulted in changes to the number of squadrons embarked in the escort carriers. The 2 squadrons embarked in each carrier were to be combined to form a single 24 aircraft squadron, the other disbanded. Number 898 Squadron was disbanded on July 5, 1944 aboard Searcher, her aircraft and aircrew being absorbed into 882 Squadron. The second instance of 898 Squadron. January to December 1945. Formation and workup. Number 898 Squadron was to reform as a single-seat fighter squadron for service with the East Indies Fleet. Personnel for the new squadron embarked in a troopship at Liverpool on November 5, 1944. For passage to Cape Town, South Africa. The squadron officially formed at Royal Naval Air Station Wingfield on January 1, 1945, Lieutenant Commander R.W. Gearsley, RN, in command. Their equipment was 24 Hellcat FB2s, mostly new machines, but some were previously operated by 804 Squadron, which were issued by RN Aircraft Repair Yard, Wingfield. The squadron spent most of January getting familiarized with the Hellcat, and the area, both on the ground and in the air. For many of the young pilots this was their first frontline squadron, having only recently returned from flying training in America. At this time 898 Squadron had a strength of 24 pilots including the CO and senior pilot. The first 6 months of 1945 were spent working up at Royal Naval Air Station Wingfield, conducting exercises and armament practice in the Cape area. During this time there were surprisingly few flying incidents recorded. The first was on March 16 when Hellcat JX-704, flown by Sub-Lieutenant Leslie Barber, RNVR, suffered an engine failure on takeoff. The undercarriage collapsed on impact, knocking him unconscious when his head hit the gun sight. A few days later Lieutenant J.V. Brownlee, RNVR, had an aborted takeoff on the 22nd when the starboard brake seized, causing his aircraft, JW-749, to swing off the runway and overturn. The squadron suffered its first fatality on April 19 when Petty Officer Pilot Jay Lipper flew his Hellcat into rising ground at Clapmuts/Muldrovi, Cape Province, and was killed in the impact. On April 29, Sub-Lieutenant A.A. Marshall RNVR overshot the runway in Hellcat JW-737 and the aircraft ended up on its nose. The following day the squadron lost another pilot, Sub-Lieutenant J.A. Burton, RNVR, was killed when his aircraft, JX-913, was lost on a low-level sea navigation and landfall exercise 40 miles off the Cape of Good Hope. The last incident at Royal Naval Air Station Wingfield was on June 13 when Hellcat JX-986, flown by Sub-Lieutenant A.W. Morris, RNVR, had a partial engine seizure on the ground. Operations with the East Indies Fleet. The squadron embarked in the escort carrier HMS Attacker on June 23 for passage to Ceylon. They were disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Colombo Racecourse in early July before moving to Royal Naval Air Station Catacaranda on the 19th. The squadron was assigned to the escort carrier HMS Pursuer, which arrived at Colombo from a refit in Durban on July 25, and they flew out to join the ship on July 29 while on passage to Trincomalee. The squadron disembarked to Royal Naval Air Station Trincomalee on August 1 when Pursuer joined the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron. The ship was allocated to participate in the upcoming Operation Zipper, the Allied invasion of Malaya, and the squadron re-embarked on the 6th to conduct flying training and to exercise with the ship. Petty Officer Pilot A.H. Key was killed on August 9. When his arrestor hook bounced off the round down and the aircraft fell over the side into the sea. Sub-Lieutenant G.K. Taylor, RNZMVR, in JX-709 also had a bouncing arrestor hook on the 16th. It missed number 4 wire but then engaged number 9 wire, and continued on into the barrier where its engine was stopped. After the Japanese surrender on August 15, Operation Zipper was put on hold and Pursuer was released from the invasion force. The ship was reassigned for duty as a communications ship during landings in Port Swettenham on August 23, part of a modified version of Operation Zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. 898 Squadron was flown ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Puttalam on August 18. The squadron did not return to sea. It remained at Puttalam until September 14 when they flew to Royal Naval Air Station Catacaranda. Some flying was carried out during these immediate post-war months and only one incident is recorded when Lieutenant Commander H.M. Mackenzie, RNVR, in JX-710 was taxied into by JX-840, pilot unknown, at Catacaranda on October 10. By November the squadron was surplus to requirements and the personnel were given local leave and the aircraft were withdrawn. The squadron personnel boarded HMS Pursuer as passengers on November 20, 1945 for passage home to the UK. 898 officially disbanded on arrival in the UK on December 12, 1945. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2016. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.